Okay, everything's hashgacha. So this week is parshas Vayigash, and I try to talk about the Gra every year on Vayigash, and it's an exact fit with Emuna Day. People get chizik and Emuna in different ways. So Bezat Hashem, we'll learn some Torah and learn some chizik and Emuna based on the Gra. The Gra lived 1720, 1797. Those were his years. The Gra was completely, totally unique, completely, totally, in every way dedicated to full-time Talmud Torah from the youngest age. All the stories you hear about the Gra, like that are in the books, these crazy stories, we assume they're true. And he knew Tanakh Baal Peh as a little kid. You know, on Sukkos, it says that the dancing at the Sons of Yeshayahu, who danced? The big Rabbanim would dance in the middle. So in Vilna, the minug was, the city rav would ask questions to the guys in yeshiva. Whoever got the answers right would dance with him on Sukkos. He didn't ask regular Gemara questions, he'd ask, you know, other questions. So he asked the guys a question: where do you have in the Torah Avram's name twice in a row, aside from the Akedah? That's the famous one. So the boys didn't know. And the books say, a little high voice in the back, he was 4 years old, 5 years old. I know. Eile told those Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham Elidus Yitzchak. There's a comma there. So because of the comma, you don't really notice that it's two in a row. Then he asked, where in the Torah do you have five words in a row of two letters each? So the boys didn't know. And this little high voice, I know. He knew in the back. Vayoled Noach. He was four or five. Es Shem Es Cham. And Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. So that's the Gra. When he was little, and then the Gra mastered Kol Torah Kula. And again, constant learning for most of his life. He slept 4 hours a night. And then part of his life, he slept 2 hours a night. His children say, his Talmidim say, constantly, totally focused only on Lima Torah, and he literally mastered Kol HaTorah Kula backwards, forwards. Okay, the Gra, aside from mastering Kol HaTorah Kula, he also worked with Gematrias. Things, it wasn't his main thing. His main thing was Kol HaTorah Kula, Shas, Shulchan Aruch, everything, all that we've shown him. But he also worked with Gematrias, and his gematrias reflected emes. There are two types of gematrias out there. One type of gematria is you're at a sheva brachas, and the chassan and kal are sitting there, and the chassan's name gematria is 180, and the kal, and the person says, and the kal had a fourth grade teacher whose youngest daughter's middle name was also 180. So they're perfect match. That goes on to sheva brachas. That's not the Gra's gematrias. The Gra had gematrias that were real. Now, it says in the books that in the last five, ten years of the Gra's life, he spent most of his time learning Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav. What does that mean? So he was looking for hints for what Chazal say in the Chumash. And this is the Yesod that we're going to talk about right now, Bezat Hashem. The Gra took it as an axiom that whatever Chazal say is hinted to somewhere in Torah Shebichsav. It's there somewhere. Now the Gra knew Torah Shebaal Peh perfectly, literally, backwards. And so he wanted to find remuzim to the Torah Shebaal Peh within the Torah Shebichsav, and he used different types of hints in the Torah Shebichsav. And Rav Nevin Sol Shlita talks about this in his Sfarim, in his Sefer. Oh my gosh, I just forgot the name. Mitzio Michal Yofi, in source number 4 on the sheet, he says, this is the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Torah says the Torah is not empty. Of course it's not empty. So the Yerushalmi explains the Torah has things even beyond what you see, meaning even the Ramazim. This is how Rav Nevin Sol interprets the Yerushalmi. You can look it up there. Everything's found in the Torah Shebichsav. So there's a famous one on Vayigash. We'll get there in a second. So we'll start with number one. It goes as follows. How many years were Bnei Yisrael
supposed to be in Mitzrayim, according to the original 400. How many years did they, were they actually in Mitzrayim? 210. That means we left Mitzrayim 190 years early. That's what happened. Now, obviously every Nebuah is true. Every Nebuah is true, obviously. How it plays out depends on what we do. So Chazal explained that the Nebuah played out, it's played itself out, that the first didn't begin from when down Mitzrayim. The 400 years began from when Yitzchak was born, and you work it out, it was 190 years, so it turns out to be 400. Okay. So we left 190 years early. Why wasn't there regular 400 years? So the Midrashim just give different explanations why we left early. So one Medrash says we left early because the Mitzrim went overboard in their oppression. We deserved 400 years of X oppression, and the Mitzrim did more. They did X plus, 0.3X oppression. They overdid it. So in the 210 years that we were there, we received the amount of oppression we deserved for the 400 years. That's what Chazal said. You got that? That's 400X equals 210 times X plus 0.6. That's what Chazal said. Okay. What's the phrase in the Chumash that talks about that we were very oppressed in Mitzrayim? What's the phrase? Vayimaru es chayeha. They made our lives bitter. They made our lives bitter. So Chazal say, they made our lives so bitter that Hashem took us out early. Because in the 210 years, we got what we deserved. What are the notes? What are the ta'amim? What are the notes on that phrase, Vayimaru es chayeha? What are the notes? Akadma v'yazla. Kadma ve'azla. Kadma ve'azla. Sorry? What do the words Kadma ve'azla, Vayimaru chayehem, what do those words mean? To go what? Early. Zeal means to go. It's a good route to know. And kodem means early. So the Gra noticed that the notes on the phrase in the Chumash, which is one source for Chazal, that we left Mitzrayim early, the notes mean to go early. So that's very exciting. And we call that cool. Now, however, the Gra noticed that not only do the words mean go early, but the exact gematria of Kadma Va'azla together is exactly 190. So it's not just that the notes are a sort of a hint to leaving early. The notes are an exact, add it up. The Gra's gematrias are always, sometimes can be off by one. No, the gematrias are exactly one. That's amazing. That's not cool. That is frozen. 190. Kadma Va'azla. This is the Gra. This is amazing. This is amazing. That the notes on base in the Chumash, which Chazal used to say we left Mitzrayim early because of this phrase, the notes are a hint to leaving early exactly 190. And there are other things the Gra said like this as well. We'll get to another one, Bezud Hashem, in Vayikash. Rav Neman Sal Shlita, he's a giant gadol, and he's a gadol in the regular sense of knowing Shas, Kold, and Halacha, and the postgame, and everything. And there's a, I have a Rebbe that I'm close with who talks to Rebbe all the time, and he says he's talked to him for 30 years, and he's never caught him on not knowing a Shita of a Tana or an Amora in a Medrash or in a Maimar Chazal. Never. In other words, he knows. So Rav Neven Saul also, in his style of learning, does this. Rav Neven Saul does this as well. And the Sefer Metzian Michal Yofi has examples where Rav Neven Saul found hints like this. And I spoke to Rav Chizkiya Shlita, and Rav Chizkiya said that Rav Shlomo Zalman said about Rav Neven Saul that his Divrei Torah on the Chumash are, quote, Gra-like. End quote. Now that's an incredible quote, which you don't find in the Haskama. Rav Chizkiya said, when in Rav Chizki's introduction to the Sefer, he wrote this introduction, he said, Rav Shlomo Zalman strongly encouraged my father to publish his Chidushim. He said, I didn't want to write Gra because Mitzad Gaiva, to say that Rav Shlomo Zalman called Rav Nemetzal Gra he didn't want to put into print, but that's what he said. So when you buy this book, you go back and put the introduction in, when it says, Rav Shlomo Zalman encouraged my father to write to publish his Chidushim, you cross it out and you write with pencil and you write, they're Gra. So here's an example, in source number 5. So there's a topic of Tchumen. Tchumen means you can't walk more than 2,000 amos outside the city, and we assume it's din de Rabbanan, but there is a view that there is a source de Araisa, either an Asmachta or a real source de Araisa, for not walking 2,000 amos outside the city. And one of the sources that the Gemara brings is this pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Hey. It says, "Madosam michutz leir es peas kedma alpayim ba'ama," that the Levim had cities, and the Levim were given their, and the Levim, aside from having their cities, they were 2,000 amos around their cities for them to use. So it says alpayim ba'ama. That's like part of that's like their use of the city. So one sheet in the Gemara in Erevin says, "Oh, that phrase alpayim ba'ama is the source for the concept of tchumin. You can't go outside your tchum." Now the phrase alpayim be'ama has a very weird note on it. It's called a yerach ben yomo. It looks like an upside, and a snachta looks like what? Like this? And it's an upside. Which one is a nasnachta? A regular snachta? Which way? Down or up in a snachta? I got
a line and then it goes down like this.
A snachta goes down like this?
That's
an asnachta. So Yerach Ben Yomo is the opposite of an asnachta. It looks like this. It's a Yerach Ben Yomo. I think it's the only one in the Chumash. I think there's one in Tanakh too. So it's strange that there's that weird note on the word Alpayim Ba'ama, and it has a name. The name is Yerach Ben Yomo. All right. Now there's a halacha. It's an interesting halacha that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is so important that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to testify about the new moon. That means, let's say you're living in Bnei Brak, and you look up in the sky the night of the 30th, and you see the sliver of the new moon. You say, wow, I saw the new moon. Maybe it's cloudy in Yerushalayim, so you want to go from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim the next morning, and get to Beis Din to declare the new moon. So the halacha is, you're allowed to be Mechal El Shabbos to go from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim to testify about the new moon. The Gemara quotes it based on Pesukim. Okay? Now, Rav Nebenzahl points out, you know, back then, you know, they weren't driving cars, they weren't, you know, pressing the gas to do Chilul Shabbos. So, like, what exactly would have been the Chilul Shabbos that was included in testifying about the new moon? So, the main Chilul Shabbos would have been Tchumen. You have to leave Bnei Brak. Get on your horse or whatever, or get on your donkey or whatever, and just, or walk, and just start, get out of there and start getting to Yerushalayim. So in other words, the heter of Chilul Shabbos for Kiddush HaChodesh relates to there's a heter of Chilul Shabbos regarding Tchumen relating to Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rav Nebenzahl says that halacha in the Gemara, that you're allowed to violate Shabbos, you're allowed to leave your on Shabbos in order to testify about the new moon, is hinted at in this note, because on the word Alpayim Ba'ama, 2,000 Amos, which is the source for Tchumen, the name of the note is a Yerach Ben Yomo. A Yerach Ben Yomo means a one-day-old moon. That's what it means. A Yerach Ben Yomo. So the note on that phrase, Alpayim Ba'ama, is a hint to that unique halacha in Chazal that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for what? For a Yerach Ben Yomo, for Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's an example where Rav Nebenzahl Shlita also says things that are grow-like. And finally, we have this week's parsha. That's why we do it on Vayigash. Vayigash. So in Vayigash, how does Vayigash start? Yehuda comes and confronts Yosef and says, we have an old father, whom he's going to die. You've got to give us back the youngest son, Binyamin. And the phrase begins, Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayomer B'Adoni. Yehuda's the one who comes and demands to get Binyamin back. Why was it Yehuda? Why wasn't it, I don't know, why didn't Reuven do it? Levi? Why was it Yehuda? Why'd Yehuda go? Why'd Yehuda go? Yeah? Okay, that's part of it, but there's a more immediate, direct reason. Why was it Yehuda?
He's like the king.
Yeah, but there's what did he tell Yaakov?
He accepted responsibility.
So it was his responsibility. Okay, good. He accepted. So a lot of us accept responsibility, and we don't always do exactly, but what was, Bo Yehuda was afraid of something. He didn't just accept responsibility. What did he say? Rashi quotes this. He promises Olam Haba. He said, Chotasi l'cha kol hayomim, all the days. He said, Yaakov, he said, no, he didn't say Yaakov, he said, Abba, if I don't bring back Binyamin, I lose my Olam Haba. So Yehuda was afraid of losing his Olam Haba. So he went to the front. So here we go. Vayigash Elav, this is the Gra. Yehuda Vayomer B'Adoni. Kadma V'Azla Vayigash Elav Yehuda Revi. Vayomer B'Adoni. Kadma V'Azla Revi'i. Kadma v'azla revi'i Zarka. This is the Gruff. Munach Segel. Vaygash Elav Yudah. Vayomer. B'Adoni. Here's the Gruff. Vaykadma v'azla revi'i. The fourth son went early. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. The fourth son went, he jumped in the front. Ahead of Reuven, ahead of Shimon, ahead of Levi, he forced them went to the front. Why? Zarka. What does Zarek mean?
Throne.
May Nach from Nach, the resting place of the chosen nation. What is the resting place of the chosen nation? Olam Haba. So the reason why Yehuda went first. So that Maimer Chazal that Yehuda went because he was afraid of giving up his Olam Haba. The Gra says the notes on the first six words of Vayigash are a direct hint, a pretty elaborate, like a two paragraph hint, to what Chazal say. The fourth son, Revi'i, went early. He was afraid of being thrown, Zarka, made from Nach Segul, the resting place of the chosen nation. The Gra had other things like this. This was the Gra. To me, it's a chizuk and one zemuna that you see that it all fits what Chazal say. It's connected. There are links. There are mazim to everything. There are no coincidences. This is a one in a quad. One second, it's like a one in a quad. All these, everything fits. I'll just tell you one thing, and then and it's like this. So the Gra slept most of his life 4 hours a night. 4 hours a night, and then part of his life he slept 2 hours a night. How do you sleep 2 hours a night? So it says, they testify that he slept 4 half-hour shifts a day, and the rest of the day he learned. So I had a friend, he's a doctor now, he studied sleep, and he said, I know how the Gra survived on 2 hours a night's sleep, is what he said. There's something called REM sleep, rapid eye movement. So apparently when you fall asleep, you get there, then you get really deep. And the time that your body recovers and gets like its strength back is in the deep part of the sleep, the REM sleep. But you have to get there, so it takes a couple hours. So he says the Gra trained himself to go straight into his REM sleep, and he got the 4 half-hour REM sleeps, and that's how he survived. That's what he says, and he's a doctor now, so whatever. And so that's what he says. But that was 2 hours. Most of his life was 4 hours a night. All right. So the Gra's Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, you know, there's the early Sfarim say you should sleep 8 hours a night. 8 hours a night, and they quote a pasuk. Mishlei, the pasuk? I'm not sure. The pasuk says, Yashanti, Oz Yanuach Li. This is the pasuk. I slept, and then I felt rested. So there's a, I'm not sure if it's in Chazal or not, but there's an old gematria. It says, I slept and I felt rested. So Uz is gematria 8. So what do you see? There's a remez, 8 hours sleep a night, and then you're going to feel rested. So 8 hours. So they said, Rebbe sleeps 4 hours a night, and here the gematria is 8 hours, so it's Akasha. So what would we have said? It's only a gematria. But the Gra didn't say that. The Gra said, no, look at the whole gematria. If you're Shanti Uz, you sleep for 8 hours, then Yanu Achli, you're rested for 40. So the ratio of 8 to 40 is 4 to 20. So out of 24 hours, all you need is 4. So he didn't say, no, it's only gematria. No. You need the whole pasuk. This pasuk is teaching you 4 hours a night is enough. Again, he went down to 2. I'm not sure how he dealt with 2. But this I heard, I was fortunate. This I had a Rebbe in 10th grade. He pushed us, he opened up our eyes to the Gra. I have a friend now who is, Baruch Hashem, solid Obed Hashem because of this. He has every sefer, all the Sfarim of the Gra, and he's a big, anyway, so this is the Gra, this is not the Gra's, my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlit that likes to point out. This wasn't the main thing of the Gra. The main thing of the Gra was mastering Kol HaTorah Kula, mastering Shas backwards and forwards, mastering Tanakh before that, obviously backwards and forwards, and Shulchan Aruch and all of them we've shown him. But on top of all that, he also did things like this. There's one last story and then we'll stop. So it's known the Gruz, they say, is the greatest Talmud was Applying Volozhiner. He wrote the Nefesh HaChaim. He opened the Yeshiva of Volozhiner. So he had a brother named Zalman from Volozhin. And he was a great Gaon. It says in the books he had a custom that he would learn the Masechta of everything that he was about to do. Like Erev Shabbos, he'd learn Masechta Shabbos, probably Erev and 2, like learn Brachas every day, that type of thing. You know, whatever mitzvah was going to do, he'd learn that, Masechta before he did the mitzvah. So the story goes, it was getting pretty much too intense, and they said to the Gra, maybe tell him he should, adjust his learning schedule. So the Gra said to him, maybe you should adjust it, change the schedule. He said, Rebbe, but I've been doing it for a while. I have to, it's like a neder. He said, okay, so be matur neder first. He said, great. He went and learned Masechta Sedarim, then he was matur neder, and that's they said. Okay. So when Zalman died, so at his funeral, someone said, he knew Torah like the Gra. So afterwards, Rabbi Chaim got up and he said, it's not true. My brother didn't know Torah like the Gra. My brother knew Torah Kula by heart forwards. And the Gra knew Kol HaTorah Kula by heart forwards and backwards. Now what does that mean? So this is, I heard this from Chaim Ilson Shlita. He said over the story. He said, if I said say Ashrei by heart, so we could say, most of us could say Ashrei by heart. If I say Ashrei by heart backwards, so Halleluka, Olam, Ve'ad, you could do it, but it's hard. You open up a siddur, you just read it backwards. Read it. That was the Gra. Reb Chaim explained. The Gra's knowledge of Torah was so complete, when it says, Al Levavecha, one of the Targum says, the Torah should be, Hevek Suvin Al Luach Libecha. That written on the blackboard of your heart. The Gra could look at the Gra could literally see the whole Torah like it's on a blackboard. That's the pshat of knowing it backwards and forwards. That you can, if you're looking at it, you can read it backwards. So that was the Gra, complete mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula forwards and backwards. Hevek Suvin Al Luach Libecha Gra and Vayigash.